This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, if the quality of the roads you drive on are important to you, Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association says you need to vote yes for the Safe Roads Amendment. I caught up with Don about what effects the amendment will have if it's passed, and we covered several topics, including agriculture and thousands of deficient bridges located throughout Illinois.
I'm sure most people have heard about it, they've seen advertising for it on TV, heard it on the radio, seen it in the newspaper, bumper stickers, everything else. The Safe Roads Amendment, as it's called, is the first item on the ballot on November 8th. For those people who have voted early, they've seen it already. So it's the first item on the ballot. You know, it's a long language, a lot of gobbledygook, but the bottom line is that this constitutional amendment says that the money you pay in motor fuel taxes, in registration fees, other items that have money that goes into the road fund, that money has to be used for transportation-related purposes. Now, that means it has to go for highway construction and repair, has to be used for mass transit, has to be used for items that are directly connected with transportation. Unfortunately, what's happened is that, and this is nothing new, this has been going on for decades, that the state has, or I should say, the legislature and previous administrations have chosen to sweep out money from the road funds. It's not being used for transportation, and they're using it for other purposes, to bolster up the budget, to fill in gaps that are there. This goes back, forever and ever and ever. I mean, I can remember Governor Thompson, taking, $300,000 out of the road fund. May not sound like amount of money, but it was used, to build the Rose Garden at the governor's mansion, many, many, many years ago, back either in the late 70s or early 80s. So, I mean, this is what's happening, is that the quote unquote sacredness of the road funds has been diluted over the years. In the last dozen years, I mean, we've taken $6.8 billion, that's B, billion, out of the road fund and used it for something else besides fixing the bridges, building the new roads, repairing the roads. And it's not just state roads. This is the important part. People got to realize there's a lot of money in the road funds that trickles down into local government. So this is money that would go to your municipality. This would go to townships. It would, it all comes down in some way or another to one level of government, to the various levels of government. And everybody, benefits one way or another from it. So when you take out $6.8 billion over the last dozen years, then, that's a pretty big chunk of change. So the bottom line is that if you want that money that you pay in motor fuel taxes, and the money you pay on your registration fees for on your vehicles every year, you want that money to go fix the roads that you drive on, then vote yes on this constitutional amendment.
And, we're talking about this money going towards the roads, and, often you think of construction work, the quality of the roads. Well, one point you made to me is that if that work is not done, that leads to more restrictions, such as weight restrictions on bridges.
Every week, Illinois Department of Transportation puts out a report, and this report lists the bridge restrictions, for example. In other words, they're restricting the weight that you can put on these bridges. And bridges, culverts, anything that has, that a road goes over. And the list keeps getting longer and longer. And, especially right now, this time of the year, to start restricting roads, especially during harvest season, farmers are trying to get their grain from maybe the local elevator to the river terminal, or from the field to the elevator, what have you. Anytime you put a restriction on, all of a sudden, a 3-mile drive is turned into a 25-mile drive. That really takes a hit on farmer, takes a hit on productivity, increased costs, and is just, up and down the line, everyone gets felt by it, because the fact is that the bridge, which used to be able to carry, 80,000 pounds, now has been restricted to 40,000 or 30,000 or even worse. And this is statewide. And we see, you know, 5-6 new bridges a week around the state that are being added to this. You know, altogether, I think the number that is being touted is we have over 4,000 bridges which are deficient in the state of Illinois. Now, it doesn't mean they all have weight restrictions, but 4,000 bridges which are considered structurally deficient. So, in other words, somewhere along the line, these bridges are going to get worse, and, you know, we're going to have to do something. And in the meantime, either we got to restrict the weights on them or the size of the vehicles on them. And that's, you know, that's really unfortunate.
That is very unfortunate. Agriculture, obviously, is the main industry in the state. But not only, you know, are there trucks hauling grain, but your semis that are coming to your grocery stores or hauling gasoline. You know, if people would just stop and think, transportation is important for every aspect.
Sure, and I mean, you know, from an agriculture standpoint, you've got, you know, you're hauling out, you know, grain, you're hauling out livestock, you're, you know, but you're also, you know, inputs, you know, stuff that's coming in, you know, feed, you know, guys are putting lime down, you know, well, all of a sudden,
right,
you know, you're putting less and less and less in the truck because the bridges only hold so much weight. So, what used to be able to be done in one truck now takes two trucks or three truckloads or what have you, and the costs go up. A crucial time, of course, is during the winter time. You're moving a lot of grain, you know, especially in the township roads. You know, the township roads are the kind of the delicate setup here. And, you know, there are certain times of the year that you can't really haul on them, and that's because of the freeze-thaw cycle in the road, in the ground, which turns a lot of these township roads into mush. And so you don't want to use them. The township road commissioners, you know, put a weight posting on a lot of them. So for a couple months every winter or late winter, early spring, they're pretty much hands-off. So you start combining that with, you know, bridge restrictions on some of these local roads. Some farmers really have a real dilemma. They cannot get in and out. I don't care what time of the year it is because of the fact that, you know, that bridge and that road's the lifeblood to their business, you know, their farm. And you restrict it all the way around, then they have real problems.
I wanted to talk a little bit more about the weather. You know, you're seeing these weight restrictions on the bridges and different things. Does the weather have a lot to do with that? Is that mainly just the lack of work we've been able to do?
You know, it is the lack of work. I mean, the state of Illinois has been kind of funny over many decades. It passes a bond program. There's a big push to get a lot of work done. The bond program ends. And all that positive, you know, we've caught up on a lot of bridges. We've never caught up 100%. But we've made big inroads in taking care of some of them. But then we fall back again. So we're always playing this catch-up game. And unfortunately, we have a tendency of saying, you know, this roadbed needs to be replaced. I mean, and what we end up doing in Illinois is stripping off, you know, a couple of inches of asphalt and patching it over with a couple inches of asphalt. It looks good for a year or two, then it falls apart again. What really needs to be done is that the whole roadbed needs to be taken out and rebuilt. And I've said this before, you know, Illinois ground is great for farming, but it's horrible for road building because it's just not very stable. And a lot of that kind of work needs to be done all across Illinois in terms of, you know, like the interstate system. There's big chunks of the interstate system that need to be rebuilt because it was built back in the 50s and the 60s, and all we've been doing is a little patchover job. We'll never catch up, but, you know, at least the Safe Roads Amendment says, hey, every year, if we can save that $500 million that gets swept out, some years it's more, some years it's about a little bit less, but it averages out to about $500 million a year. If we can preserve that money and plow it back into the system, someday, yeah, maybe we'll catch up. But at least we'll be in better shape than we have been in past years.
And once again, that was Don Schaefer, who serves as the Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.